Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Victoria Redshaw with Scarlet Opus. Victoria, how you doing?
I'm really good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you. I believe this is the fifth year that you have been associated with the Surfaces Expo, which is later this month in Las Vegas. I wanted to talk to you about that, but first let's refresh our audience's memory around your role in the international trend forecasting world. You are with Scarlet Opus. It's your company, and you are a trend forecaster. You focus in the residential and commercial interiors, right?
Absolutely. I founded Scarlet Opus just over 10 years ago now, and I'm the managing director and the lead trend forecaster. So I lead all of the forecasting work and the creative projects that we do. And essentially, as a trend forecasting agency, we're primarily working with companies associated with the interior sector. And that might be flooring or lighting or textiles or tabletop. It can be anything at all. And we're providing them with information 2 years in advance of the trends actually coming to fruition. And we're letting them know about the colors and the patterns and the materials and the styles and the shapes that are going to be desirable, that are going to be on trend and answer the wants, needs, and desires of consumers in the future. And that's the main activity that we're involved with.
You know, you and I, every time we do this interview, we joke about what I call the crystal ball. I mean, to think what consumers are going to want 2 years out. But there is a bit of a science to it. You follow the movies that are out and some of the cultural things that are happening. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, we like to think it's more than just a bit of a science and that it's not crystal ball gazing at all. But I know you'll never give up on that phrase. Basically, yes, we're doing a huge amount of research and analysis all of the time about events that are planned in, that are scheduled in to take place over the next 2 to 3 years. So at the moment, for instance, Catherine Burgess, my assistant, is sitting looking for information about the next Olympics in 2016 in Rio, trying to find out about what their plans are, what the costumes might be, who's directing, all of those sorts of things. So we're really looking 2 to 3 years in advance at world events, commemorations, celebrations. It can be sporting events, the films that are going to be released in a couple of years' time, architectural projects, all sorts of different things, as well, of course, keeping a keen eye on what's happening in the world of fashion. Mm-hmm. And also looking all the time at the big exhibitions around the world, at the new collections that are being launched by all sorts of different designers. So it's really, really diverse what we're researching. And we consider it essentially to be a social science in that we're looking at this research into events. And then we're thinking about how that affects the mood in society, attitudes, changes generally within society. And it's also got an element of intuition about it. You need to have a designer's eye. You've got to have that kind of gut feeling for that's something important. And you need to bring those two things together. We call that informed intuition. But that's basically the way that we do it at Scarlet Opus. Okay. Different companies do it different ways, but that's the process we use.
All right. Well, just, you know, recently I interviewed a person with Pantone because they had released the fact that the color of the year for 2014 is a shade of purple. And so that's right. The here and now. As you look back on what you were projecting, did you get a sense that there might be this color purple?
Yeah, I think they're calling it orchid. It's quite a complex color, which is very interesting because it leans towards a pink and then it leans back towards being more purplish. And it's the complexity of it that's so fascinating. When we look back, and obviously it's current time, right, in that's the color for this year. But for us, this is looking a couple of years back now. There is a trend that I'm going to be talking about when I'm at Surfaces that's called life. And that life trend has that exact color within it. So it's a kind of frosted and almost metallic, shimmery, pinky purple. And yes, it was part of our forecast for the autumn-winter of 2013-2014.
Well, you know, instead of meeting, they should have just called you what they should have gone with, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about what you do at Surfaces. Again, you know, this show, I believe, starts on the 28th, you know, 3-day show. Talk a little bit about what you do at the show.
In advance of the show opening, we go out and we're involved in the building of a trans hub, which I know that you sponsor, which is wonderful, and thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So we have been designing that for many, many months now. Phil Pond, who's with the team here at Scarlet Opus, he's very involved in the design of that. And we go out and we oversee that build and we curate it and we make sure that the vision that we had in mind actually comes to fruition. And then when the show actually opens, which is Tuesday, 28th of January, as you said, then we really start going with all of the trend events and all of the different features that we're involved with the show. We're going to be giving talks live on the Trends Hub, mm-hmm. and then on Designer Day, which is on Wednesday, the 29th of January, we have the big trend seminar, which starts at 8 o'clock. It's an hour and a half. I'll be talking about the design trends for 2014 and 2015. I'll be giving a trend tour of the most interesting and the most on-trend products at the show. So we'll go to maybe a dozen exhibitors' booths and I'll talk about the trends, how their product connects with the trends, and just really highlight those gems at the show that might be easy to miss otherwise. And then again in the afternoon on Designer Day, we're going to be live on the hub talking about the trend boards, talking about the key colors for the year. And we keep doing that every day of the show. Two or three times a day, we'll have those live talks so that people can come and join us and get a deeper understanding of all of that trend information. So we're heavily involved this year. And yes, it's our fifth year of working with the Hamley Wood team and being involved with the Surfaces show. And we're doing more than we've ever done, I think. Our involvement is really, really deep this year.
Okay. And the Trends Hub is right down the main aisle in the upstairs hall. I think it's just slightly on the right-hand side behind Beaulieu.
It is, and opposite Mannington, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you can go there at any time during the show, and it's kind of a lounge area where you can see many displays that you put together. Let's talk about this Designer Day, because there's limited capacity there, and I believe in the past couple of years you've sold out there. Talk about how people that are interested in doing Designer Day, who can do it and how do they get plugged into it?
Well, anybody can do it, and the best thing to do is to go onto the Surfaces website and look for Designer Day. It's one of the main features that's at the show. Mm-hmm. So they'll be able to sign up for it if they go to the website and they look for the information there. So there are a number of different events. There are off-site tours that are being given. There are a number of other seminars that are being given that day that all kind of tie in with design trends, interiors. So lots of different things that are happening. But you're absolutely right with regard to the trend tour, that it is limited in the numbers that we'll take around. And I think that this year we're going to take 50 delegates on the tour around the exhibition halls. I'm not sure at the moment whether that's full, so it's well worth putting your name down. And I know that every year they run kind of a reserve list as well, so that if anybody drops out or isn't able to go, then you can step up and take that place. So this year we're just going to be doing, I think, the tour one time, and we'll have 50 people with us. And it tends to be, Kemp, that we have interior designers, mm-hmm. and we have independent retailers, and we have product developers and property developers. So this is something that's really, really valuable to all. If you're involved in any of those sorts of things, then it'll be really valuable. And it's been limited by Hanley Wood, I should say, rather than Scarlet Opus, in that it needs to be a manageable amount of people to actually take around the halls. And because we're using audio equipment and things, it's about 50 people is what's manageable to do that.
Well, hats off to the whole idea, because many people know that the flooring business is a fashion business. So, you know, and that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Victoria, it's good to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks. Again, we've been talking to Victoria Redshaw, who is the managing director with Scarlet Opus, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.